Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live, local, and you can hear us all over Georgia.
Big Hugh, Big John, Big Guys, Big Show.
A three-time NFL Pro Bowler and a guy who's been covering the A for nearly three decades. John and Hugh, call the guys at 404-741-0929.
Wait, I thought I was the man.
No, you're my man.
Oh, okay. So my man, what do you mean I'm your...
No, not like that.
Okay.
My man, we cool.
Okay, gotcha.
John and Hugh are on the air.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
I don't know what the weather's going to be like today, but I have a sense it is getting hot in Atlanta. That's just my guess. It's a wild guess. That's all I got. Welcome to the morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. And if you are a Braves fan, you're probably walking into work today with that right arm cropped and making a motion with it. And somebody, what is that? That is that tomahawk chop is going to break out in your lunchroom. I mean, just to thinking. Morning, Hugh, what up?
Good morning. Or your chest poked out. Your chest poked out. You talk about a way to win last night. That game was kind of dull for about, what, the sixth inning?
Uh-huh.
Until the sixth inning. And then the bats came alive and, you know, everything just went all the Braves' way.
All right.
And the best part was when they were talking about how the fans were leaving the stadium. Like, after that, they just said, you know what, this is a wrap. Kiss the baby.
Well, if you don't believe in the Braves yet, and you didn't believe into the Braves until last night, do you believe? Maybe, I don't know, you start to believe now.
He launches one to deep right. Bruce on the run. He's at the track. At the line! It's gone! A huge home run for Enciarte on the first pitch.
I don't know. Maybe you still don't believe. All right, maybe you'll believe now.
High fly ball hammered toward the gap in left center. Nobody's getting that, baby. It's gone! Johan Camargo hits a two-run homer, and the Braves are routing the Mets now.
I don't know. Maybe you don't believe now. Maybe you believe, I don't know, now.
There's another rocket off Flaherty's bat. Straight away center and off the wall. He almost hit that one to the apple. And they say it is gone.
Yeah.
He did hit it to the apple. Back-to-back home runs.
Chip Carey on Fox Sports South, and the Braves' bats exploded after Jacob deGrom left the game last night. And it wasn't Freddie Freeman, and it wasn't Ronald Acuna Jr., and it wasn't Ozzie Albies. This is why you should have so much enjoyment about what's going on. It was Johan Camargo and Ryan Flaherty and Ender Inciarte. They're getting production all the way through.
Guys, everybody. I mean, committee. I mean, and that's one of the things I was talking about the other day. You never know. That's what makes this team so exciting, John, is that you don't know who's going to be the guy that's going to step up and make a play. Make a play. It's like football. You know, you sit in a huddle with 11 guys in the huddle and you say, okay, somebody needs to make a play.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And somebody steps up, like when it's a game like that and it's a defensive battle, and you say, okay, somebody needs to make a play. Somebody needs to get something going, or somebody needs to score a touchdown or something like that. And just somebody steps up. And that's the exciting thing about watching this team play right now, is that you know that, number one, they're going to be aggressive. Like, whatever they do, they're not sitting on their heels. They're going to be aggressive. They're playing really good defense right now. And somebody's going to make a play. Somebody's going to make a play. And that's what makes this team exciting to watch right now.
Now we're talking about the Braves' big win, 7-0 over the New York Mets last night. Now, there's a lot of reasons as the Braves wake up this morning in first place in the NL East for you to be excited if you're a Braves fan. But I want to kind of put this a little bit in context, all right? See, to me, when you're 29 games in, if you're 18-11 in the NL East and you have kind of had – I don't know, an easier time of it from the schedule, and you've won a few games where you kind of got lucky, or you're just playing over your, you know, over your heads and out in front of your skis and all that kind of stuff. But let me give you a few facts here. The Braves are 18-11. 13 of their 18 wins have come against the Phillies, the Mets, and the Nationals. They have not played even one game against the last place and worst team in the division. Not even one against Miami. And they have 13 wins already against the Phillies, the Nats, and the Mets.
Basically against teams that other people picked to be the division leaders.
Champs, right.
Yeah, division leaders. So, yeah, that's impressive. And they're doing it in a way where they're playing fundamental baseball. Cannot stress that enough, John. I mean, that's the biggest thing that they have done this season as opposed to last year. They're not stranding runners on base. They're getting timely hitting. That's important. That is definitely important. Like last night, you talk about some timely hitting. That was some timely hitting last night.
But, you know, you made a really good point, Hugh. You know, they're sitting on there. They're going, how do we get to DeGrom? And, of course, DeGrom had to go out of the game. That's a separate story. But we'll talk about that in a moment because it's leading to some other talk this morning. But, you know, how do you get to DeGrom? And once they finally, you know, DeGrom leaves, they know that once DeGrom exits the game, you can almost sense, the Braves went, oh, well, we're going to win this one now. Because the only way you're going to shut them down is if you get a top-notch pitcher who, like Jacob DeGrom last night, is just flat dealing. Which he was, by the way. No question about it. If Jacob DeGrom stays in that game, Braves might not win it. Because he was almost unhittable. And he was just having one of those nights. But he didn't. And the second he went out, the Braves went, somebody make a play.
You know, this is the first time I was reading, John. They said this is the first time the Braves have been in first place in like 4 years. At this early in the season, this early in the season in like 4 years. I mean, it's a good feeling. And I got to thinking, like, you know, yesterday we were talking about how you should feel about this team right now and if it's too early, anything like that. Again, I say enjoy it. You know, you talk about Chip Kerr and those guys talking about the when they're televising the game and talking about the game. You could tell in their voice they're excited about it. So just be excited about it. Just enjoy it. Don't worry about October right now. Just enjoy the Braves for what they are. It was so much so that I went on the internet last night and I started looking for tickets for Friday's game. I was looking, but I didn't know which area on the city. D, don't shake your head at me. I'm not being a bandwagon. I said I was going to a game this year, but now I'm like, damn, I better go to one early. Because as soon as, like, man, they keep doing this, it's going to be hard to get a ticket.
Hey, come on. He's right. Hey, it's going to be hard to get a ticket.
I'm not being one of those bandwagon cats. You know, I'm just like, okay, I need to figure out. Like, you know, like, okay, full disclosure.
Uh-huh.
At the beginning of the season, it's like, you know, we sit down and, you know, Terry Fox asks us, hey, when are you guys going to the games? I'm like, hell, I got plenty of time. It ain't like – they're going to be sold out. It ain't like I'm not going to be able to get a ticket, so I can go whenever I want to go.
Right.
Not like Atlanta United. It's not like that. But now, I'm like, damn, May the 4th coming up? I'm like, damn, I might not be able to get a ticket to this match, so I need to probably go ahead and start looking for a ticket right now if I want to go to May the 4th. That's Star Wars night. So, yeah, man, I started looking. Don't shake your head, Daryl. Hey, listen, you got to do what you got to do, man. Because, you know, them tickets about to go up.
Yep.
Those tickets about to go up. I mean, that's real.
Yep.
So, especially the first place. But I don't think I caught it in time. Because them tickets was kind of high. So, yeah that's what that is.
The Braves will be back home for the weekend, beginning with that May the 4th Star Wars night game against San Francisco tomorrow night. First things first, though, tonight they have to finish off the New York Mets. And that's the other stat that I wanted to kind of bring to you. And stats are what they are. I get that. But here's the other kind of stat about this, Braves. We talked about 13 wins in the division. They have won 4 in a row and 6 of their last 7. 4 in a row and 6 of their last 7, all on the road. Okay? All on the road. And so, as a result, the Braves are having one of the best road records in all of baseball. And further than that, forget about the stats for a second. You just get a real sense that there's something going on every season that turns out to have a little bit of magic in it. Has that kind of moment usually somewhere in the season where the team realizes that there's something that happens. Somebody hits a walk-off grand slam in the 12th inning, and the team goes, uh-oh, something's going on here. And the fans go, uh-oh, something's going on there. I don't know that the Braves have had that moment per se, Hugh, but I think that there's a larger moment, which is the Braves are looking around going, hey, we're a really good team. And the fans are going, hey, this is no mirage. These guys are actually good. I mean, you've got Acuna and Albies and Freeman. Okay, those three guys are all-stars. Newcomb looks like he's, Julio. You know what? This is a good baseball team. I mean, it's got a couple of holes, yes. But then the holes get plugged up when Johan Camargo hits another home run. And third base is a bit of a hole. Catcher's a bit of a hole. It was good to see Tyler Flowers back. He didn't do a whole lot in the game last night, but it was good to see him back. I don't know where this will end up in September and October. I'm not expecting a World Series, but I will say that I think it's kind of fun.
I'm looking at what you said and talking about this is a good team. Not to your point, there are some holes. Are they World Series bound? I don't think so. But what I think has happened, John, is I don't want to say philosophy. I'm trying to pick and choose my words carefully when I talk about this team. Mentality.
Mm-hmm.
The mentality is a little different. I think especially when you look at some of the things that they talked about they wanted to do at the beginning of the season, like just get back to the fundamentals. I remember hearing Chip Carey say that a lot on the broadcast about how they wanted to get back to the fundamentals. And they're doing that well. Remember, one of the biggest concerns or one of the biggest issues with the Braves last year was the fact that they were not getting on base. When they got on base, they were stranding runners on base. That hasn't really been an issue this year.
Right.
And when they get on base, they're pressing the pitcher. They're being aggressive. That's the biggest difference, is that they're not sitting back. They're not waiting for something to happen. They're trying to make things happen.
Right. They have enough pop in their lineup that they can beat you with three home runs, like, and then they can run you to death, too.
And they're playing great defense.
And that's another great point, too, because, you know, the most underrated aspect of a championship team is playing great defense. There's another thing. Look, the Braves are actually not the headlines this morning. They are for us, but for the national media, the Braves are not the headlines. If you go to CBS or ESPN, it's not like, hey, the Braves are in first place. None of that. I know the headlines are about Jacob DeGrom, all right? And DeGrom leaving the game with a hyperextended elbow. He hurt his elbow when he was swinging a bat. And now that means a couple of things. Remember, Matt Harvey hasn't pitched he's pitched so poorly for the Mets that they put him in the bullpen.
Yeah.
Now DeGrom could be injured, and who knows, he's going to have an MRI today, how long he could be out. And suddenly the Mets are going, oh, my God, this is not going to happen to us again. And it may. But now you have people, Jim Bowden and others, are screaming after what happened last night, saying it's time for the National League to adopt the DH. That's what they're screaming. I'm telling you, that's what they're saying this morning. It's CBS, big story, time to adopt the DH, this whole thing. So Jacob DeGrom hurts his elbow swinging a bat, and they said, that's it, we're done.
It's baseball. The problem is there's the same rule is not the same. It's not one rule for the entire league. As far as everyone, it's National League over here and American League, but that's ridiculous. It's part of the game. Sean Newcomb almost hit a home run last night.
Yeah, darn near. Yeah, he did. He
is
almost
did. Complaining about that?
Yeah. I still wonder. I want to see a slow-mo of that to see if it was a home run, because it was close. Pretty close.
Opposite field at that.
So, the Braves, hey, listen, it's fun. You got May the 4th coming up, three games against the Giants, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and I am sure that Hugh Douglas is spot on to say, if it's not sold out, it's going to be closed.
Matter of fact, I don't care what Daryl said about me. Daryl, you can shake your head all you want. I'm about to go find tickets.
Hey, I don't have a problem. I'll stir the Kool-Aid. The bandwagon's open. Everybody wants to jump on board. It's great.
You've been doing that, though, John. This one right here, he still has his Cub World Series shirt.
No, I didn't get it. You made me feel bad about it. I didn't get it. Get it. But I do have a Braves t-shirt, though. I did get a Braves t-shirt.
Wow, what an interesting day. So many great stories to talk about today, including whether or not kickoffs are going to come to an end. They have changed the kickoff in the NFL. We have the changes.
Game Monday through Friday.
Swap things where you check your...
At the frickin' goal line!
We're going to fill 5 hours of radio. You're going to love it.
And all through the weekend.
Football is easy. Coaches make it hard.
Just let me be a man.
The game is everywhere. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
It is the morning show from the Kia Studios on this Thursday. Hope you're having a safe drive into work today. Going to be a busy show. A lot of fun with the Braves hot and United lurking for another big game for them coming
starting
up.
Starting to get warm. The foolishness is about to begin.
Foolishness started. 43 and a half years ago, but all right.
No, I'm talking about the foolishness that comes with summer. You know what I'm talking about. Scantily clad individuals and, you know, everybody trying to, you know, wear their toes out, having pool parties.
But wait a second.
You don't have a pool, do you, John?
No. I don't want a pool. I don't have time to deal with it. My memory was that the more foolishness happened in the winter because we were stuck inside and had nothing else to do.
Well, no, more kids were conceived in the winter. I mean, that's how it usually works. And in the summertime, that's when, you know, like cuffing season is officially over. Like as soon as the weather started to break and people started to shed those clothes, cuffing season is officially over. Everybody, you know,
Free agent?
Yeah, everybody being a free agent and everybody free trying
agency
to
begins.
Hey, and that's what
May 1st, hey, free agency opens.
Yeah, it's the polar opposite of the NFL. Like they just had the draft. No, the yeah. Hey, listen, everybody looking for a new squad. Well, everybody, you know, out there just hanging and trying to wait for those pools to get open. Everybody's waiting for what is it, Labor Day? Memorial Day. I knew it was one or the other. It's been so long since I've like celebrated holidays, but yeah, Memorial Day.
Memorial Day.
The pools are, oh my gosh, it's gonna be ridiculous.
Well, you mentioned the NFL. Hey, I got a little beef this morning. Okay, I had a beef with the NFL about this whole thing about kickoffs because now they're gonna change the kickoffs and this ongoing safety summit, which is when they say ongoing, they mean it's taking place right now. And yesterday, the NFL came out and said, here are going to be some of the rule changes for kickoffs. Here's my beef with the NFL. I know as a fan where you're headed with this, all right? I get it. You're going to get rid of kickoffs. So this step, because they're saying, Hugh, yeah, we're going to look at this from season to season. kickoffs are going to have a short leash. Look, if you're going to get rid of the darn kickoff, man up and get rid of the kickoff.
It'll work like that, John. Let me tell you why it doesn't work like that. It's because you'll do exactly what you're doing right now. You're going to go kicking and screaming. This is how the NFL works you. They ease you into the changes. Remember the change? Like, you probably don't remember this. Remember when they told us, and I'll never forget this because I watched how it went down. They told us, they said, oh, we're thinking about moving the goalpost in a little bit. We're not going to do it right now. We're thinking about doing it. We're going to try it in the preseason. They tried it in the preseason, and it rolled over into the season. And nobody said a word about it.
Making the extra point go from the 2 to the, what is it now, or the 18 or whatever
remember
it is?
Remember, that was another one.
Yep.
Where they said, hey, we're not going to do it this year. We're just going to look at it. We're going to try it out. We're going to try it out in the preseason. And they rolled it into the season. That's how they do it. But see, this one is going to be so radical that they can't just drop it on you right away. They have to slow roll it. They have to slow roll it, and they have to gradually change it until it gradually goes away.
All right, that's fair enough. I still have beef with them about this because I still think that, you know, I mean, because we know where we're headed with this thing. All right, here are the changes. You ready for it? Now, we know in college football this year, you may know, that you can now fair catch a kickoff between the goal line and the 25 and get the ball at the 25. Follow that? Like, you're standing at the 3-yard line, and the kickoff comes to you. You can wave your hand like a punt. Catch it, and you don't get it at the 3 like a punt. You actually get it out of the 25. Follow? In the NFL, the NFL does not have the fair catch rule. That's only in college. I know it'll get confusing if you're not playing along. Here are the changes to the NFL kickoffs that'll happen this season. They are going to, you know how the team kicking off, the guys, they run and they try and time it with the kicker?
Yeah.
That's not going to happen anymore.
You get a running start. Basically, yep. That's what you're saying. You get a running start. To run with the kicker to time the kickoff.
Right. That's not going to happen anymore as of right now. You just line up on the line of scrimmage. There's no running start, and the only person moving is the kicker. All right? So no running start. You have to just line up at the line of scrimmage and move from there. All right? That's change number one. Number two, only 3 players are allowed on the receiving team to be behind the line of scrimmage. In other words, you're going to have a line of scrimmage for the kickoff team and a line of scrimmage for the coverage team. And on the coverage team, only 3 players can be behind the line of scrimmage, like a couple of guys in the middle where they might catch pooch punts and a deep man. That's it. And they're going to eliminate the 2-man wedge. There's going to be no more wedges. You can't link arms and form a wedge anymore of any kind.
I mean, I see why they're doing that. Because I used to play with a guy. I can't remember Short's first name, but it was a linebacker. We used to call him Crash Test Dummy because that was his job. He came down the field and he bust up the wedge. Never forget it. He was the wedge buster. He was the linebacker. He really didn't play that much at the linebacker spot, but he was the wedge buster. And he used to call him Crash Test Dummy because he was that guy that used to run down there. And, you know, it used to be a badge of honor to go down there and get a concussion. To do that, because that means you were doing your job, and you had to be that wedge buster, because they would form that wall that you were talking about. That, mm-hmm. that you would have to be the guy. It was the 5s, because you know you had everybody numbered from the inside out. It went 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 on both sides, and the 5s were the guys that bust the wedge. Because they were the ones that usually were the fastest. They were the bigger guys that they got down there first. And they were the ones to bust the wedge. The two dudes on the end, the ones, were the ones that kind of funneled everything into the middle. And everybody outside, it kind of went, you know, the guys that were in the closer to the ball, those are the ones that were designated to make the most impact. And those guys, man, I'm telling you, you had some guys that when they ran down there, they were running down there to create some havoc. They were going down there for bad business, for real.
Well, so now it seems to me if you can't get a running start on the – if you're the coverage team and you can't get a running start to time it with the kicker, a couple things are going to happen. Number one, not going to be any more offsides on a kickoff. I don't know how you would really do that. You're not moving till the ball's kicked, so unless you're just a fool. And number two is that think about the lack of momentum in terms of the coverage unit, right? It has a lack of momentum. Therefore, it seems to me that there's going to be more room if you're a kick returner. This is going to open up the potential for longer kick returns because the coverage unit's going to take longer to get – they're going from a standing start, or am I wrong about that?
I think there's going to be there'll be more opportunities, but there's going to be – kickers are going to have to be more savvy, I guess. They're going to have to be more pinpoint accurate kickers, or you're going to just have to kick it into the end zone, and make the kick return and make a decision. That's probably going to be the strategy that you're going to have to use.
Where are we going with this? I mean, are they going to eliminate this thing? I mean, you talk about, you know, they're slow rolling it into it. I mean, you think it's going to be gone? Do you think it's actually just going to go away, Hugh?
Do I think it's going to go away?
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to go away right away, but I think it's going to go. It's going to go. It's leaving.
One thing that they could do, John, is once it breaks the goal line, it could be a touchback automatically.
Like they do in college.
Like they do. No, they do that in high school.
They do it in college too, right?
No. Oh, it's just in high school.
Because you can return it in college if you want to. But
yes.
But you don't have to catch it in college. It's not right. It's not a live ball,
but
right?
Go watch a Georgia high school football game. You kick off. If the ball crosses the goal line, breaks that goal line, it's automatically a touchback.
Mm. All right.
That could be what they do. You don't get rid of the kickoff. You still have the kickoff. That part of the game's still there. And how often will we ever see kickoffs anymore? And that would maybe lighten up that with these new rules that they've put in.
Hey, I'm not averse to change. I mean, I'm not averse to changing the rules. I'm in favor of rule changes in a lot of sports, and I think some of them have been positive. I just, you know, I'm just sitting here thinking you know what bothers me about this? All right, you know, in all transparency, what bothers me, the NFL isn't doing this for the betterment of the game. They're not doing it for player safety. They're doing it because they're afraid of lawsuits. That's what bothers me. That's why we're making a rule change, not because it makes the game better, not because it protects players. We're making a rule change, just be honest. Look, we don't want to get sued, and so the more we can prevent being sued, we're going to get rid of stuff that we might get sued by, you know?
Well, I do believe that there's some of that, but some of it is to try to make the game safer, and they're trying to take some of the biggest collisions out of the game. Because I'm telling you, that kickoff – and that wedge buster stuff, that was big business. Like there were guys like goons in hockey. Remember how, like in hockey, they used to have goons, like guys that would just skate. They weren't good scorers. They weren't great skaters. They just went out there to beat people up.
Right, but doesn't hockey miss the goons? Don't you miss kind of like that guy?
That's not the PC thing to say, John.
When the Flyers had a guy named Dave Schultz, right?
No, and
Dave Schultz.
Brashear. Brashear, too. I remember Brashear was with the Flyers. Brashear was like, he was, what, 6'2", 250? Like, he was big for hockey. And that's all he did was go out there and beat people up. That was his job.
Right.
But that's not about – nobody wants to be about that
life.
Yeah,
but when
Dave
Schultz came out the ice, you were going, fight! Because
you knew somebody was about to get dealt with. Oh, Brashear's on ice. Schultz. Oh, hell, who he about to come get? And he's usually your best guy. You're going to put hands on him. Yeah,
Gretzky skating away from people, you
and
know.
It's like, nah, I ain't about that life. I don't want none of that.
Well, but the NFL always does this. Isn't it so hypocritical though of the NFL? You know, we want to minimize the this and the that because of this and that. Oh, and here's a new collection of the NFL's most massive hits.
They don't even do that anymore. But to your point, it got ridiculous. I mean, it's not ridiculous, but it's ridiculous when people don't like. It's just like this is it, John. There are certain things in life, no matter how you try to explain it, that people are just not going to understand. And I remember specifically when everybody got up in arms. It was the Cincinnati in the Pittsburgh game.
Mm-hmm.
And they saw bodies flying. Shazier got hurt. And everybody was like, oh my gosh. They're out there trying to kill each other. And it didn't do it. And what made it worse is when Ben Roethlisberger said, hey, it's AFC football. He says, it's AFC football. And everybody's like, how dare he? He's such a troglodyte. A big word for caveman. He's a troglodyte. And everybody got up in arms, and now the NFL had to do something about it.
Was it troglodyte like a hit song back in the 60s? I think it was.
Don't know about that.
I think it actually was.
This word up.
I think it was actually a hit song like in the late 60s, troglodyte. Anyway, today, that's just over here. Today is Thursday, and we are counting down to Monday when we get our $1,000 national signing bonus back and rolling. It'll happen this Monday, 12 times a day, a chance to win $1,000 in the national signing bonus back next Monday. We'll tell you what else today is as we continue with John and Hugh from the Kia Studio Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And as always, all the very latest on the Braves from Grant McCauley on our webpage at 92.9thegame.com.
They'll keep you informed and up to date.
Are you serious right now? Really?
Oh, man, donuts.
Well, because we put a team of really smart people around them. And a dump button. Dukes and Bell, afternoons from 2 to 7. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
One, two, three, four. Get up. Get on up. Get up. Get on up.
Well, this is probably about the easiest. Easiest piece of music that I could identify that Daryl's ever played on a Today Is.
Have you ever seen the James Brown movie with Chadwick Boseman playing James Brown?
No, but I did see Mars Attacks, and I did see The Dirty Dozen. No, that's the other Jim Brown. I was kidding.
I'm confused. You confused me.
I was kidding.
Okay, I know what you. I got you. Not Jim Brown. I got you.
James Brown would have been, he would have been old. He would have been, 1933?
Math is hard.
Yeah.
Math is hard.
Oh, John, you want me to, here, I'll figure it
85.
Sure. Hold on, John, we'll figure this out. 2018.
85. 18. Sorry, never mind.
How old, John?
85. He would have been 85.
Would have been 85 years old today. That's funny. Math is definitely hard. I know we were talking a lot about the Braves this morning, so we have a Vision Computer poll up at 929 The Game, if I can get to it real quick.
The Braves went into first place, of course, at 18-11. Here they are. We May the 3rd in their first place in the NL East, and so the expectation level has gone up.
Yes, especially with you, John. Your expectation level is now through the roof, which is fine because I think we're all kind of feeling exciting right now. So what are your expectations for the season now that the Braves are in first place in the NL East? Is it the World Series? Is it just to be the NL East champs, a wild card in the playoffs, or just above 500? Early voters say 46% hoping for a wild card. 31% just say, hey, above 500, 15% NL East champs, and 10% World Series.
Well, I got to tell you, here's how I voted in. This is our Vision Computer poll, which is brought to you by Vision Computer.
I'm curious how you voted.
Where a 15-second hold time is kind of the average for your support, but really, they just answer the phone. That's their tagline. But you call them up and say, I got a problem. They go, hey, Vision Computers. They don't say, hang on. They just go, sure. That's what they really do. I think that a couple of stats. One is, according to CBS, the Braves' chances of winning the World Series have gone up from 3% at the beginning of the year to 11% now. All right, that's a stat. That's a climb in 29 games. Number two is 13 wins that we talked about at the beginning of the show. 13 wins against the NL East, against the Phillies, the Nationals, and the Mets already. They're 13-7 against those teams. They have not even played the worst team in the division, the Miami Marlins. My expectation now is they can. I think they've proven, Hugh, with 13 wins against the Phillies, the Nats, and the Mets, they can win this division.
It's looking that way, John. I mean, be optimistic. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with being optimistic. They're playing well, and they're playing with a lot of confidence. And that's, as you know, with anything, that's the key. If you're playing with confidence, you're a tough team to beat.
And I like that people are actually voting for the World Series. That means everyone is excited about Braves baseball. I couldn't tell you the last time I actually sat and watched a full game until recently because this team is just exciting to watch.
No, and I think it's great to have Braves fever back in town. And and look, it looks like it's going to be a really fun summer around here because, you know, the last few years, well, last year we did have the whole, you know, beginning of Atlanta United. But, you know, with the Braves struggling, it was like, okay, we got through the NFL draft. Now where are we going to go for the next, you know, few months until the Falcons get on the field? But now suddenly I'm going, hey, this could be fun. It could be a fun May. It could be a fun June. I mean, Atlanta United hasn't lost. Atlanta United in first place. The Braves in first place. And that's what I'm saying. It could be,
and I think the players are making it really exciting. We've had some great personalities now on our teams, and I think they make it that much more exciting along with how well they are playing. Well, today is National Paranormal Day, so here are some results from a new survey. Turns out that the United States is way more into ghosts than we might have guessed because 4 out of 5 people say they believe in ghosts. 45% say they believe even though they've never seen one, and 35% say they believe because they've actually seen one.
I've never seen a ghost.
But do you believe in ghosts?
I don't know. I believe I believe in the whole energy thing. Like when we when we pass that, you know, our energy goes somewhere. Where it goes, I don't know. As far as the whole ghost thing, I don't know how much I believe in that. I do think there's stuff out there that we can't explain, but I'm not about to go, you know, I'm not about to, what they go, ghost facers or whatever they did on, what was that?
Ghost
Supernatural.
Hunting.
Supernatural, they used to call them ghost facers or whatever. Yeah. No, I'm not, no, I'm about, no.
You ever been on a ghost hunt or sat in a really haunted house? Or, house
or slept in a cemetery.
Well, see, you know, they, you know, that's a fair point. I don't know that I believe in ghosts, but I you know, somebody said this house was haunted. I'm not sure I would walk in there. I would go, yeah, no.
There used to be a haunted hotel in Buckhead, and I don't remember the name of it, but there's one room in particular that is really haunted, they say. Would you guys stay in that room?
No.
For a night?
Nope.
How much money are we talking?
They get to pay us?
How much would you be willing to do it for?
If I have to stay in a hotel room for one night.
That was haunted.
That is haunted.
And you could hear noises and.
I sleep like if can I have like can I have
there's
some creature
TV.
Comforts?
Creature comforts, like
well,
a dog.
Well, creature comforts, like you
know.
You
might not want a creature comfort because I feel like animals sense it even more than you do,
no,
and start
no.
going bananas.
Creature comforts is like human, like
oh,
like you know, yeah,
oh,
like
no, no,
like
no, by
like. Can I have some snacks? Can I have some TV?
You can, have,
like
a, you can have TV, but
I
no
think
other
I can
human.
Sleep in a haunted house. I think I can sleep in a haunted room, a haunted hotel.
I've
I got
to find the name of this Buckhead hotel that is.
Because I don't
really
sleep.
Eerily haunted.
You know what I mean? And what we talking about? I got to get up at what 2:30 in the morning anyway, so I'll be out of there. By what 2:30 because I gotta go to work. So I'm out early.
But as soon as the sun goes down, you never know.
Oh no, because I probably won't be in a room that like I'm not gonna be in a room like that. I probably won't hit the room to about midnight.
Yeah,
and,
no,
and can I have some, can I have some adult beverages? Because if I get nice enough, if I get me some game day cognac in me. It's a wrap.
It doesn't even matter.
It don't even matter.
It doesn't even matter if the ghost is waltzing
probably,
in from
you know
the other
I mean?
Room.
I'll probably
you're
start
just
talking
fine.
To the ghost. What up, though?
That
no,
would be awesome
matter.
To see an interaction between you and a ghost. Well, today also World Password Day. Make sure you change your password because you just never know. Also birthdays today. I want to, because it has to do with sports, Greg Gubble is 72 years
happy
young
birthday,
today.
Greg.
A sports broadcaster, and then we also came in with the Four Seasons because Frankie Valli is 84 years old today. They're one of my favorite groups as well. So it's,
the Four Seasons?
Yeah.
That's interesting that you would say that. I just think that's interesting that you would think that, that Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons would be one of your favorites.
Yeah, because it's not your generation, right?
Yeah.
It's not, but my family, we grew up 50s, 60s, 70s music, a lot of Motown. There was oldies played all the time when I was growing up, uh-huh. and the music is just so much fun
right,
and
you,
so catchy.
You don't have to say oldies. You know, be a little more sensitive about
or being,
oldies.
Sorry, John, when you were a teenager,
I was a teenager.
Your music was awesome.
This is that Troglodyte song?
I found it.
You found it. Who did? I told you it was a hit.
Jimmy Castor Bunch.
Yeah, see? Here you go, Hugh. Here's the song. Troglodyte. It was a hit.
He's not lying either.
When he got tired of dancing alone.
I'm listening.
Look in the mirror and say, gotta find a woman. Gotta find a woman. Gotta find a woman. Gotta find a woman. Gotta find a woman.
Oh my gosh, can I just have that little sound bite?
You can go to Jimmy Castor Bunch and find Troglodyte.
It's tremendous.
You look around and just reach in and grab one. Come here.
Sounds like Hugh Douglas.
It's going to be his new theme song.
That's you in the Buckhead Hotel that's haunted when the ghost comes
and in. Yes, Trouble Name was a hit song. 1960s. Devontae Freeman talks about his injury, when he's going to be back. We have the audio. We'll play it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.